This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
And thank you, Kevin. Hi, welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up, and well they should, for the one of them who outscores the other one is going to have the opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. So warm-up time is over. If you guys are ready, let's go play Starcade. All right, let's go do it. Welcome to you all, and this is where it all happens. Here are our players, and let's talk to them right now. You are?
Herbie.
Herbie. What's your last name, Herbie?
Fong.
Herbie Fong? Herbie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I live in Sunnyvale. Mm-hmm. I manage an arcade.
You manage an arcade?
Right.
Well, you ought to do really well on this show. Nice to meet you, and good luck to you, Herbie. And your name?
Craig Ilario.
Craig, what do you do for a living?
I go to school at UC Berkeley, a junior over there. I play soccer there. And I like to bowl, and I work in an arcade also.
You also work in an arcade. Boy, we're going to have some really good players today. Now, as you know, the two of you have been matched up based on your game-playing ability, based on today's games. And one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Munchmobile. So what I want you to do is shake hands, and we'll go play Starcade. Here we go. Let's go play Starcade. And while they set themselves up, Kevin, if you will, what games will they have to deal with today?
Game number one today, Mazer Blazer, and it's lightning fast. Game two, Xevious, and it's the challenge of a lifetime. Game three today is Bagman, a race for bucks. Number four, Journey, a rocky adventure. And game five, Amidar, it's pigs and paint rollers and gorillas and warriors.
All right, those are today's five games. This is going to be exciting because the two of you should be really, really good players. And you both, of course, had a chance to play these games before today's show. Now, I want to tell you one thing. We have dubbed one of these games the mystery game. If you pick it the first three games, you're going to win a valuable prize. And Kevin will now tell our home audience what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Bagman.
Okay, that's a mystery game. Now, I'm going to ask you both a question, Herbie and Craig. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick our first arcade game. If you miss it, your opponent picks the game. All set? Hands on buzzers. Here we go. In fantasy, when Cherie, or Sherry, is rescued, how do the two of them leave the screen? Float away on the pink cloud or drift away in your balloon? Craig.
Drift away in the balloon.
Drift away in the balloon is right. Good for you. Well, you see the five games up there. Which one do you think you want to play first?
I'd like to try Amidar first.
Going to try Amidar first? Okie doke, Amidar it is. And Kevin, how do you go about playing Amidar?
Well, you're a gorilla being pursued by wild warriors while claiming territory by boxing it in. Claim all four corners and you become the pursuer of the now chicken warriors. That's it, right? Wrong. Now you're a paint roller pursued by persistent pigs as you paint your way across the screen. It's Amidar, a slightly wacky, weird, wonderful world where a crazy cast of characters go ape in a mad maze chase.
Okay, you picked Amidar, Craig. Amidar it is. I can't figure out the strategy. Are you picking the games you're best at first, or are you going to wait till later for those?
I'm trying to get a nice equal mix. Mm-hmm. This is a game that I'm decent at.
Okay, all right. Now, the only hint I can give you, and you might listen to this too, Herbie, is if you paint the corners, get the corners taken care of first, those little devils that are chasing you around will change, and you can eat them up and score some more points, okay?
Great.
All right, now, you don't have to do that. You know, whatever you want to do. You're the arcade guy, not me. 50 seconds is what you have, so if you're all set, turn around. You ready? Get set. Play. Okay, he's gone to the bottom left-hand corner. Looks like he's going for the corner. Look at that. Gotcha. Another one coming up. Here we go. Two corners. All right. Look out. Little jump there. One more corner to go. And they'll change corner and go after him to get some more points. Hit the jump button. Good. There he goes. And he's got him. Now, if you eat him up, you get more points. Watch out if they change back. That's what they did. Got some time for more points. Can hit it again. 3,200. righty. 3,200, not bad at all.
I felt pretty good.
Yeah, you felt pretty good. Any problems at all?
No, I was just getting used to the machine again.
All right, you did pretty good. I think 3,290. We'll see what happens when Herbie comes up here. Come on up, Herb. You know, he picked that machine, so you have no choice in which machine to play. How do you feel about Amador?
I think I can beat him.
You think you can beat him? Let's find out. Turn around when I say go. You go. Ready? Get set. Go. Herbie's going for the corners, too. They both know this game. Now, let him come up. There you go. Looking good. That's it, 2,100. 2,100. Congratulations. Not bad at all. Herb, how do you feel about it?
I feel great.
All right, Herbie, tell you what, no, wait for here just a second, because what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll decide who gets a chance to play the next game on Starrcade, okay? All right, we'll be right back.
The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Munchmobile. On a run for home, munching along the way on fruit and fish, grabbing up fuel on the fly, Munchmobile, furnished by Centuri. And now back to Starrcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. That's a great game, that Munchmobile. Eat enough fruit and vegetable and you get gas. Well, anyway, let's begin the show again. Herbie and Craig are our opponents. Let's see how well you did. We'll check the scores. Herbie, you have so far 2,100. Craig, you're sitting at 3,290. Alrighty. Now, Craig, as you know, you're in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total score in both games is going to determine who gets to play the name, the game board. And, Herbie, you're going to want to try to answer this question if you can, because I know you want to pick the game you're best at this point. Hands on buzzers, and here's the question. Which of the ghosts in Pac-Man is yellow, Clyde or Blinky? Herbie.
Clyde.
Clyde is right. That is the yellow ghost. You got it. So now you have the advantage. You want to score some points. Which game do you think you can do that on the best?
Mazer Blazer.
What? Big pardon?
Mazer Blazer.
Mazer Blazer. All right. Let's see Mazer Blazer. Oh, that's the one with the laser beam and all of that? Kevin, tell us about it.
Your enemies are many, and they're all out to get you one way or another, but you have your trusty laser to zap them to prevent them from invading your base located in the center. Protect it with a force field by shooting out the freeze target and then zap away while they're frozen, clearing the screen of enemies. Get them at the outer limits of the maze for bigger points. Avoid destroying the walls and get them before they can destroy the walls for even bigger bonus points. Your enemies abound in the cosmic Mazer Blazer.
Okay, Herbie, you picked Mazer Blazer, and here we are. Any particular strategy you have for this game?
I think I'm just going to hold my trigger down.
Hold the trigger down. Okay, that's what Roy Rogers said one time, I think. Well, one thing, don't forget the ice cubes. So you can freeze the action with the ice cubes for a couple minutes, get some more shots in.
Okay.
All right, you need to score some points here to catch up to Craig, so turn around, get ready, get set, play. I want to stop the men from getting in the center circle. Here come the creatures. More points, 28 seconds to go. Prepare for the bonus wave. Go. Ready to move. 19, 18 seconds. Good, doing fine. Okay, get ready. You still have time to score. You still have time to score. Score as many points as you can. Get them when they come out. 100 points. Not bad at all, Herbie. That's pretty good. How do you feel?
Feel good.
Oh, I think you did good. Okay, going back. Craig, come on down. See if you can keep the lead. He has 7,500 points. Now, it's up to you to see if you can beat that. I'm surprised you have any ears left working in an arcade. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, no problem.
Okay.
Put a hearing aid up.
All right. Here we go. You have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Good luck. Okay, Craig, you had a little difficulty with that first the first time out. What happened?
Just trying to get nice and relaxed, get down, comfortable. I wasn't as comfortable as I wanted to be.
Yeah, one of the creatures got in your spaceship and zapped you there.
Zapped me.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's head on back. We're going to find out right now who's going to play the name of the game. What we do, and you both had a chance to play Amador and Mazer Blazer, and one of you is going to play right now for a very special prize. So what we do is we're going to total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Herbie, you have a grand total so far of 9,601 points. Craig, you have 9,690. You're still in the lead, and that means you're going to play in the Name the Game board. Come on down, Craig. Right here, your face right here, if you will, and face out front. Now, behind you is the Name the Game board. And we're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win some wonderful prizes. Why don't you listen to Kevin as he tells us what they are.
For three correct answers, Craig, you'll win Mr. Disc, a compact, personal, portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries. Mr. Disc. And for four correct answers, Sisi Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisi provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sisi.
Now, Craig, you work in an arcade, so you probably see these things in your dreams. So it's going to be interesting to see if you can name them all. You all set?
All set.
All right, turn around, and I wish you good luck. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Fantasy or Jungle Hunt?
Fantasy.
Fantasy, right you are. Next, is that Ms. Pac-Man or Pac-Man?
Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man, right. Good for you. Is that Wild Western or Indian Attack?
Wild Western.
Yes, right you are. One more for the big prize. Is it Centipede or Millipede?
Millipede.
Millipede, he knew them all. You got the electronic chess game. No problem there at all. Boy, you are some player and you sure know your games. We're going to be back in just a moment and play the final round, and then we'll see who has a chance to win their own video arcade game, the wonderful Munch Machine.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade Hotline. From Detroit, the Saker 1. You can really get into this video game. Climb into the cockpit, button up, and it takes off, floating on a cushion of air to really put you inside the action, where you're in control, taking on attacking spaceships, bobbing and weaving, really a part of the game. The Saker 1, a new idea in video games. And now back to Starcade, and here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. And you can be sure as the new video arcade games come out, you'll see them right here on Starcade. Okay, guys, here we are at round two. This is the big challenge. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games is going to get a chance to win that video arcade game, the old Munchmobile. All right? Here's your last question. This is very important, too, because each time one of you has picked the game, you have gotten the top score in that game. So I'm sure both of you would like to pick the last game here. Pengo the Penguin is pursued by snow bees. Herbie.
Snow bees.
Snow bees, right you are. Now, before you choose, Let me remind you, the mystery game has yet to be picked. So we have three games left. We have Journey, we have Bagman, and what's that?
Xevious,
yes. Easier to play than pronounce, I hope.
I think I'll try Xevious.
Xevious! Not the mystery game. I didn't hear the sound. The mystery game was Bagman. Oh, Bagman, one of my favorite games. Okay, Xevious it is, and let's see if Kevin knows how to play that. Kevin?
You're in control of the Sovalu, an aircraft with mind-boggling capabilities on a mission to protect Earth from invaders. Search and destroy over 32 different enemy targets on land and in the air. You'll search out the enemy in an ever-changing landscape of forests, oceans, desert, rivers, and landing strips. Encounter forces beyond your imagination, like the deadly Bacula resistor shields, a flotilla of floating mirrors. It's a battle for the planet Earth in Xevious.
Okay, Herbie, we're right down to it now. It's a close race. You're a little bit behind. You got to get some points. You pick Xevious. Only thing I can tell you about Xevious is sometimes if you work further up towards the top of the screen, you do a little better. How do you feel?
Feel great.
All right, feel great. You got the zapper button and the blaster button for the ground targets, and we'll wish you good luck. You have 40 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. You're going to shoot to try to stay alive. Pretty good to me. Feel all right?
I feel good.
Okay. One thing I've noticed about people play arcade games, they don't talk a lot, you know?
No, we just get into the games, that's all.
All right. Head on back, Herbie. Here comes Craig. Craig, you got your work cut out for you because, as you know, we're going to total all the scores pretty soon, and the highest score is going to get the chance to play for that arcade game. So, any special strategy you have for Xevious?
Like I've been saying all the time, do the best I can.
Do the best you can. That's the best advice anybody can give you, I guess. Okay, here we go. You have 40 seconds also. Ready? Get set. Play. Fire to survive. Watch out for the debris. Doing great. Oh, all right. Another jet coming up. 28 seconds. Oh, I got a good pattern. Yeah. Good pattern. There's ground station. Got one, got two. Another ground station. Yeah, they got you. Another jet coming up. You might have a chance. No, no more score. 2,280. Very, very good, Frank. Congratulations. Let's head on back and add up the totals and find out who our big winner is for the day. And we will find out, first of all, we'll take a look at Herbie's score. Herbie, we total up the scores from all the games today, 11,431. Craig, you have 11,970. A close game, but Craig, you are the winner.
Right.
Congratulations. Boy, that was a close game. Really, really close. Herbie, you played great. Yeah, you didn't win any prizes, unfortunately, but we have some nice consolation prizes for you. Hope you had a good time.
I did.
When you go back to the arcade, tell everybody you were here and to watch the arcade, will you? Okay, Herbie, thank you. Now, Craig, you got the grand prize in the name of the game board. You're going to play for your video arcade game, the Munchmobile, but you have something else coming because you're the winner for the day, and Kevin will tell us about that.
It's the Texas Instruments home computer and monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and monitor from Texas Instruments.
Thank you, Kevin. Craig, the way you play, I would say that Munchmobile is almost in the bag. We'll find out when we come back in just a few moments.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts. And electronic fun with computers and games. It's the magazine of the computer age. Easy to read, witty, and informative, it's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages. Electronic fun with computers and games.
And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, now the big challenge, Craig, a chance to win your own video arcade game. We have still two games left unplayed, Bagman and Journey. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Bagman, you'd have to score at least 2,074 points. If you picked Journey, you'd have to score at least 4,939 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played those same games. Now, I understand that you've reached your decision and you picked Bagman?
That's correct.
Okay, Bagman it is.
The money is yours for the taking. Grab it up and hurry to the waiting wheelbarrow on the surface and plunge into the mine for more. Defend yourself with a pickaxe or hop aboard a passing ore cart for a ride into another area of the mine. Save time and steps by taking the mine elevator to the surface. If a guard is in hot pursuit, slow him up by sacrificing one of the money bags. You're the bag man, and your goal is dough. Jeff?
Okay, thanks a lot. Now, you only have 30 seconds, so the sooner you get that bag of gold in the wheelbarrow, the better off you're going to be. Score 2,074 points in 30 seconds, and you get this Munchmobile. You all set?
All set.
All right, here we go. You ready? And good luck. Get set. Play. Okay, once you get that gold up the wheelbarrow, watch out for the guard. Here the guard. Yeah, here comes the guard. Need 2,074 points. You got it, you got it, you got it. You're over 3,000. Way to go. Congratulations. You got it there, got the bonus points, and you got yourself this Munchmobile. Way to go, Craig. Probably had a good game today here in Starcade. Herbie, congratulations to you. Nice meeting you. We're going to be back in the next show. Hope you'll be back, too. Until then, this...
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade. JM Production.